Hey, dragons. Welcome. As you can hear, I have a Monica song playing in the background. This is like the credit scene that you get when you complete the game. As you can hear it. I did not make this song. So anyway, we are going to discuss, what do Monica and Yuri have to do with Sayori and Natsuki? I mean, we already know about Monica and Yuri, but what about Natsuki and Sayori? I mean, they're kind of like the two players that we really don't know about. Because we know at the end that Sayori becomes aware. She's not the president. It's like when you're the president, there's some type of thing that lets you be aware. But why specifically her? Why not Yuri? My guess is because she's the closest to the protagonist, and that's why she's the next aware one. But what do they have to do with the story? As you know, Yuri's Third Eye book was her story, and that's a story about a religious group that experiments on children. And if you were to look on a data file or something like that, it says a lot of Libertina symptoms which show Monica's, Monica did to her. So we all know that Yuri is Libertina and Monica is supposed to be the hero. Then, who are Sayori and Natsuki? We know them from Doki Doki, but we don't know what their roles are in the newer game. Are they going to help Yuri? Going to help Monica? Or be part of the Project Libertina? Libertina was the only successful project. The only successful experiment. Why Sayori? Why is she aware? Why not Yuri? Shouldn't Yuri be aware? I'm going to leave that up to you guys to decide. Well, that's it, dragons. See you later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.